Page 110. Read. Mystery in the gym.
There's a poster on the wall at school. Surprise guest today at 2 o'clock in the gym. Lisa, who do you think it could be?
I think it's an astronaut, says Marco.
You don't know who it is, I say.
Nobody knows who it is because it's a mystery.
Marco blows bubbles into his milk through a straw. I try hard not to laugh. He makes a face at me, and when I'm sure he's looking, I cross my eyes.
I read in a magazine that if you close your eyes, you can hear things more clearly.
If we close our eyes, maybe we can hear things in the next room, I tell Marco.
The gym is next to the lunchroom, so I'm going to listen and find out who this special guest is.
I close my eyes. I hear a low, deep, booming sound, but I have no idea what it could be.
It sounds like thunder, I tell Marco.
Maybe it's a scientific machine for making thunderstorms or something.
The mystery guest must be a scientist.
I want to listen, Marco says.
He closes his eyes and tries to listen too.
I hear the sound of a loud trumpet call, Marco tells me with confidence.
There is an elephant in the gym. The mystery guest is obviously a circus trainer.
A trumpeting elephant is more deafening than that, I tell Marco.
I like to use big words like trumpeting and deafening in front of Marco. I listen again.
There is a humming, buzzing sound that makes me feel warm right down to my toes.
I hear a hum, I exclaim. It sounds like lots of bees.
The mystery guest is a beekeeper.
No, it isn't, Marco declares.
He closes his eyes even tighter.
I'm positive this time, he tells me. I hear an enormous, hungry cow.
The mystery guest is a farmer and his giant cow.
What are you talking about? There is no hungry cow noise.
Yes, there is, Marco argues. He takes a deep breath and shouts, Moo!
Suddenly, the school bell rings, and we both realize that it is already 2 o'clock.
It's time to see the special guest.
Marco and I race each other to the gym and look inside the door.
Wow! This is so cool, Marco yells.
How exciting, I agree, smiling.
There is no machine that makes weather, no elephant, no bees, and no hungry cow.
We see a man in a long, fancy black jacket holding a thin white baton. All around him are musicians playing timpani drums, bassoons, cellos, trombones, and many more instruments.
They're musical instruments, Marco and I say at the same time.
The conductor hears us. He turns around and says, "Welcome to the orchestra."